You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
More now here on RNIB Connect Radio about the RNIB See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme, helping blind and partially sighted people to get that first run on the career ladder or come back into work after a break. These are paid placements for a fixed term of 12 weeks and are generally for 14 hours a week too. Joining me now to tell me more about the RNIB See Work Differently Work Placement Scheme is Manis Fraser, who is coming to the end of his placement as a public affairs assistant, along with Rhys Felton, who has been supporting Manis join his placement too. Manis and Rhys, it's great to have you both with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, Toby. Thanks very much for having me.
Hi, Toby. Good to speak to you.
So, firstly, Manis, tell me a bit about why you wanted to apply for the RNIB See Work Differently Work Placement and what you were doing before you applied as well.
Well, I was previously working making video content for charities and sort of arts organisations. And I am looking to move away from the visual content world as I have an eye condition in my right eye. So I had a lot of transferable skills and public affairs seemed like a really good area for me to move into.
So do give me a bit of an idea of the things that you have, I suppose, learnt during your placement and a flavour of some of the work and tasks that you have been getting involved in during your placement too.
So, I mean, some of the most exciting things have been attending two separate events in the Houses of Parliament. One was a drop-in session for MPs held in Parliament in one of the committee rooms where we transformed the room into a polling station. So we were there to encourage MPs to vote for Clause 48, which promotes accessible voting for blind and partially sighted people. And so it was very interesting to see how MPs would come into the room, how they interacted with the public affairs team, and how the team worked really hard to get those MPs on side and to hopefully vote for the clause, which was a vote that was coming up in September.
And sort of, I suppose, politics and that side of thing, and I suppose helping politicians to make adjustments and I suppose make life easier for blind and partially sighted people. Is that something you've always been interested in?
So I've certainly always been interested in trying to make positive change in the world. And since I've had experience of sight loss myself, it has become something that I'm more and more keen for change to happen, which is why working with the public affairs team at RNIB has been such a great thing for me. I've learned so much whilst I've been working with the team and that I can take into other work after the placement ends as well.
Rhys, how have you been supporting Manis during his RNIB See Work Differently Work Placement? And I suppose, why is it so important for him and other visually impaired people to gain such valuable experience through the scheme as well?
It's been really great to have Manis as part of the team. What this scheme offers is a bit of a look behind the curtain of how sort of RNIB operates, you know, thinking about public affairs specifically and what we do. I think we often sort of refer to it in the abstract, don't we, in terms of influencing decision makers and seeking to drive change. What that actually means in practice is often unclear, I suppose. So I think what Manis has been able to get out of this scheme is seeing how we operate, how we communicate with policymakers, whether that be MPs, ministers, members of the House of Lords, or at the local level, councillors, mayors. Yeah, how we communicate with those, how we tell them a story about blind and partially sighted people and some of the barriers they're facing, and crucially, of course, what solutions we can bring to them. So that's the work that our policy team brings to us and then we take to decision makers. And I think, yeah, Manis has really got quite a lot out of this. He already brought some really strong skills from his previous work, thinking particularly around how you build that narrative, how you tell the story, and also having creative ideas. And it's really great to have blind and partially sighted people in the room as we sort of develop our approach to influence and change, because you have that lived experience element, for one, and you also have that sort of sense of involvement and co-production, a sense we're all moving and pulling in the same direction for one sort of shared common goal, which is really powerful. So Manis has been getting stuck into a really wide range of different subject areas. Some of them he will have been more familiar with than others, but they really do range from everything from sort of, you know, inclusive transport and accessible transport or health and social care policy, all the way to things like accessible gaming and esports. So a real wide range of subjects, and he's thrown himself into everything, being so enthusiastic, and I think has made some really good progress over the course of the placement.
And Manus, what have you gained from working alongside Rhys and other colleagues here at the RNIB?
It's been fascinating, Toby, to see the level of research and planning that goes into every aspect of the public affairs team. So who they're approaching, how they're approaching them, the records of who they've approached and how they've approached them previously, who are the new ministers that are coming into new roles, looking ahead to how those ministers might influence future decisions. It's kind of a huge matrix of information that goes into kind of, as Rhys called it, you know, behind the curtains, before that face-to-face action that happens with MPs, with members of the House of Lords. So that whole kind of picture is really interesting for me to see, where previously I've worked kind of storytelling through video. So I'll take a lot of information and put it just into that video, and I don't see where it goes. With this, I'm seeing, like I say, all that research goes on behind the scenes, that initial kind of contact they're making with those MPs and how that story is told in a face-to-face way. So, yeah, it's been fascinating just to kind of peel back the different layers and see how it all works together.
Rhys, I suspect lots of employers may not, I suppose, fully understand how to make the workplace accessible for blind and partially sighted people, which is obviously something that the RNIB is constantly working on. But for Manus, I suspect now, having come to almost the end of his placement here at the RNIB, that he has the, I suppose, understanding and knowledge to be able to tell any future employer what he actually really needs to make the workplace accessible, and probably has the confidence to tell them that as well.
Absolutely. I think that is one of the really positive things about this scheme in particular, is that it is empowering in that sense. And as you rightly say, it's something we campaign on externally. So it's only right that we sort of take the lead and show a good example of ourselves on that front as well. And it's fitting, because actually one of the things that Manus attended in the House of Lords was an event specifically on how we can close the employment gap for blind and partially sighted people. And among the many recommendations in that report were very simple things about changing the attitudes of employers, making sure that there are reasonable adjustments in place in a timely way. That means that people can come in like Manus did and just hit the ground running and get on with the job. And I think that makes such a big difference.
So, Manus, what's next now for you, that you are coming to the end of your RNIB See Work Differently work placement?
It's a very good question, Toby. Well, I'm hoping to take the skills that I've learned here and to pursue sort of more public affairs roles, campaign roles. I'm scouring the ads constantly. So I think it would be a question of watch this space. Keep your fingers crossed, everybody, because, yeah, it's certainly an area that I'm very interested in moving forward.
And what would you both say to blind and partially sighted people who might be thinking of applying for an RNIB See Work Differently work placement in the future? Manus, what would you say?
I would say go for it. Absolutely. When I first saw it come up, I was looking on the RNIB website and I just saw it as an amazing opportunity, which there aren't many of, for people just to get that glimpse into a role, to work as an assistant, but with mentors who are showing you the ropes, who are showing you a way through, yeah, and teaching you new skills in a new way. I'd also say that as a working environment, it's been incredible for me to be in a place where, you know, sight loss is not something to be hidden or to, you know, not mention. People are there to support you. There are ways in a workplace to enable you to work in an easy way, an easy accessible way. So that's also been quite something, just to see that, you know, it's not something you have to hide away from, or, you know, not tell employers about, but rather something that people can make allowances for and make accessible.
And Rhys?
Yes, I mean, I am infinitely biased here, but I would say yes, go for it, be curious, be enthusiastic. And equally, I'd say, you know, for every blind and partially sighted person we have come through this scheme, we learn as much from them. They are able to add a significant amount of value to our team as we're able to teach them and give to them.
While R&IB See Work Differently work placements will be advertised on the recruitment pages of the R&IB website, rnib.org.uk, when they are available, where you will also find information and advice around employment. And don't forget that you can always call the R&IB helpline for advice on 0303 123 9999. Well, thank you very much indeed, Manus and Rhys, for chatting with me here on R&IB Connect Radio and telling me more about the R&IB See Work Differently work placement scheme.
Thanks very much, Toby.
Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.